President Trump is in New York for the United Nations General Assembly, and this morning he'll address leaders on the world's biggest stage. There is plenty to talk about, obviously. The United States is staring down Iran and also remains locked in a trade battle with China. But American global leadership also is not what it once was. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez takes a look.
This will be the third time that President Trump addresses world leaders at the United Nations. Last year, many of those same leaders appeared to laugh at Trump as he boasted of his administration's wins.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country.
It was then that the laughter started, at first softly, surprising President Trump.
Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
John Feely served as U.S. ambassador in Panama until last year. He saw that moment as a symbol of how U.S. leadership has waned.
What it means is that the United States is not perceived as being led by somebody who is, he's still very, very powerful, but not being perceived as a nation that is led by somebody they take completely seriously.
President Trump strode into the White House promising supporters he'd put America first and not be the president of the world. He's delivered on those pledges in many ways, shrinking the diplomatic corps and pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. Trump's speech comes as faith in American global leadership is falling. An international survey by the Pew Research Center last year found that just 27% of people outside the United States had confidence Trump would do the right thing in world affairs. Former U.S. ambassadors surveyed by the Global Situation Room public relations firm almost unanimously agree that American influence has declined.
George Shultz, one of the great Secretary of States we've had, once compared diplomacy to gardening.
That's Ivo Dalder, who formerly served as the ambassador to NATO. He says the United States is no longer where it needs to be.
He said you have to be there, you got to pull the weeds out, you got to water the flowers and take the buds off. And that's true for diplomacy. You've got to go. You've got to be in the countries. You've got to understand what they're doing.
Some diplomats have bristled at Trump's apparent affection for authoritarian leaders while treating traditional allies like adversaries. Trump has even boasted recently that he's less popular in Europe than his predecessor.
And then I read where Obama is more popular in Germany than Trump. He's got to be. I'm making people pay their bills. He's got to be. You know, the day that I'm more popular than him, I'm not doing my job.
John Simon served as ambassador to the African Union. He says Trump may have failed to maintain important alliances, but that the country has also grown tired of the burdens of America's leadership.
It's absolutely not just the president's fault. I think part of the reason the president is the president is because he articulated a vision of the United States and the world that was somewhat at odds with our traditional role as a leader on the world stage.
Simon said the answer to this problem is not just about changing the president, but deciding as a country what the United States stands for. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.